Welcome to Product Hunt Daily from the Bree podcast family. I'm Mia.
I'm Milo.
Today we're looking at a wave of new tools, AI agents that fight customer service for you, a screen recorder that cleans your video instantly, and a few sharp utility launches for developers.
Let's start with the one that made me lean in. An AI that goes after airline support on your behalf.
So there's a new tool out today called Air Karen.
And that name is deliberate.
Very deliberate. The tab line is exactly what it sounds like. AI that fights customer service for you.
So this is not a polite travel assistant.
No, it is positioned as a free adversarial agent. You tell it about a flight issue, and it automates the back and forth with the airline.
And it launched on Product Hunt, listed as completely free.
That's the part worth pausing on. A free service that takes on a bureaucratic fight for you raises a real question.
Right. What does it get in return? What permissions does it need?
The listing does not spell out the business model, and there are no independent success rate numbers. Those are the open questions.
So the promise is clear, but the mechanism behind the promise is still opaque.
Now, a different kind of fix. A lot of people use Google Tasks.
And a lot of people complain that it has no proper daily planning view.
Exactly. There is a new tool called Sunrise that sits directly on top of Google Tasks.
The description is blunt. It says Google Tasks is fine for jotting things down, but terrible for planning your day.
So Sunrise gives you a real today view. It is not just another list. It is positioned as a real planner.
What I like about this one is that it doesn't ask you to switch ecosystems. If you are already inside Google Tasks, it just adds the planning layer that was missing.
Clean fix. No migration, just a better lens on the same data.
Now, another utility for another camp of users. This one is for Mac people who want AI text suggestions without sending their keystrokes anywhere.
The product is called TypeAhead 2.0.
Private AI autocomplete for every app on your Mac.
The stress is on every app, not just your browser. Not just a specific word processor. It is pitched as system-wide.
And the privacy model is on-device processing. That is the whole pitch. The AI runs locally, so your typing stays on your machine.
The source is a Product Hunt listing, so we only have the maker's description. But if it works smoothly, that is a convenience layer that privacy-conscious users have been asking for.
We don't have independent verification yet, so the performance and latency are still open questions.
Let's move to a cost problem. Coding assistants burn through tokens, and tokens mean money.
And this launch makes a very specific claim. The tool is called Edgy Claude Code Compressor V2.
50% reduction in token costs, and it promises to do that while keeping the same context.
So the AI does not lose the thread of what you are building. The savings come from compressing what gets sent.
The caution here is that it is still a Product Hunt debut. We do not have third-party benchmarks, and same context can mean different things depending on the task.
But the direction is interesting. As more developers pay for coding agents, tools that compress the meter become a layer of their own.
And if you are going to run a coding agent, you might want to check on it from your phone.
That's the idea behind CodeMote. It pairs your iPhone to your machine or a VPS.
Once paired, it lets you drive command line coding agents like Claude Code or Codex right from the phone.
The tagline is direct. Claude Code, Codex, any 151 agent, driven from your iPhone.
It turns a long-running agent task into something you can monitor or steer while you are away from the desk.
No usage numbers yet. So it is hard to say if this is a practical new habit or a niche experiment. Still, the mobile-first angle is worth noting.
We saw something bigger on the open source front today. Meta released a design system called Asterix.
Built on React, with styling handled by Meta's own library, StyleX.
The description calls it customizable and agent-ready. That second word is the one that stands out.
Yes. Agent Ready signals that they designed it partly for AI coding tools to consume and generate with.
The React ecosystem already has many component libraries, so adoption is the big unknown. But the agent-ready framing shows where Meta thinks interface building is headed.
And speaking of agents, there is a new piece of infrastructure worth looking at. It is called AnySearch.
A search API, but not a search box. It returns structured data like JSON that AI agents can parse directly.
The tagline is real-time structured search trusted by agents and developers.
The problem it solves is real. When an agent scrapes a normal search results page built for humans, it often gets messy or blocked. AnySearch bypasses that.
This is part of a pattern we are seeing. Infrastructure that serves agents first, with humans as a secondary consumer.
That pattern continues with the next launch. AI agents can read code, docs, and CRM systems.
But they are blind to the conversations happening on Reddit, Hacker News, and podcasts.
That is the gap Octolesson says it closes. One API for every internet mention, built for agents.
Think position it as social listening for the agent era. Existing tools are built for human dashboards. Okalens is built for programmatic consumption.
So if a brand wants an agent to track mentions in real time, this gives it structured input instead of letting it guess from a noisy feed.
Again, just a launch. But the idea that agents need their own listening layer is a shift in how we think about monitoring tools.
There is another layer opening up as well. Not just what agents read, but how they organize themselves.
Right. Mosaic is a TypeScript runtime for agent teams that decide how to collaborate at runtime.
So instead of a fixed script where Agent A always hands off to Agent B, the agents react to events and choose when to work together.
The source calls it self-organizing. That gives developers a different kind of building block for multi-agent systems. Less choreography, more autonomous coordination.
It is early, and we have no production data. But the concept itself is worth filing away.
Let's move from agents to video. There is a tool launching today called Stanley Studio.
The tagline is, the AI video editor you hire that edits like a human.
The workflow is simple. You drop raw footage, and Stanley delivers a finished, captioned video.
And it is listed as free on Product Hunt.
That is the part that raises eyebrows. A free, single-step editor that claims human-like quality.
Creators who normally stitch together cuts and captions manually might be curious, but the test is whether the quality holds up at zero cost with no manual override.
A related idea, but focused on a narrower moment. Cadence, a screen recorder.
The pitch is that it automatically perfects your video the moment you hit stop.
One was sent confidently. The tool claims to handle trimming, zooming, and smoothing without manual editing.
So the audience here is people who avoid video because they do not want to edit. This promises to remove that friction.
Again, all claims are from the maker. No independent review yet. But if on-device processing works as described, it could change who feels comfortable making product demos or quick updates.
Last one, and it is for a very specific group. People who want to configure their Mac in a way that is reproducible and version controlled.
That usually means Nix and Nix Darwin, which is powerful but famously complex to learn.
The launch today is Nix Mac. It aims to let you describe what you want in plain English instead of writing Nix expressions.
So you say what your system should look like, and NixMac translates that into a declarative configuration.
The promise is a reproducible Mac setup without the usual barrier. We don't know yet how reliable the translation layer is, but it lowers the entry point for a practice that has been stuck behind expert-level syntax.
NixMac is a good place to end. A lot of today's launches are about making powerful things speakable, whether that is system configuration, search, or customer service fights.
Thanks for listening. We'll be back next time with another round of What's Launching.